Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to be talking about more than just mind power. We're going to be talking about reality in the sense that we experience it with so many different happenings in our lives. And all of us, I'm sure, at one point or another, can say we've experienced tragedy. We have had moments and life experiences that, when perhaps we think about them, create deep emotional responses, memories, and lots of times we're hesitant to speak about those painful moments. My guest today, Carol Amber, has put out an absolutely awesome book, but there's a lot behind the story of The Gift of the Ladybug. And Carol and I will be chatting about this, and I think it's going to surprise you, some of the things that she's going to share. Carol, welcome to the show. Hello, Carol, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Okay, Carol, you and I had a chat last night in preparation for the show today. And I had wanted people to know, relative to your book, The Gift of the Ladybug, that this was prompted by a very, very powerful experience that you had. And it's not an experience that you, in any way, shape, or form, had anticipated was going to be in your life. Tell us about your son.
So my son, PJ, was this absolute lovable boy, and when he was born just about 5 years ago, he was perfectly healthy as far as we knew. We were sent home with these perfect APGAR scores and just lovable, smiley, beautiful boy, and just as he was starting to say around 4 months, when we were starting to see, you know, is he going to have his head control? Will he start having his head up? And I'm a mother. I'm a new mom. I've never had a child before, and I'm reading these books, and they say the child should have his head up. And so I asked my pediatrician over and over, you know, do you think this is still okay? Sure, this is in the range of normal. Absolutely okay. And a couple months later, we started to finally say, okay, he should be having some more head control at this point, and he didn't. So finally, they said, you know, we've got to take a look at this. And we went to see a neurologist, and the neurologist said, well, it could be anything from cerebral palsy to some slight motor issues. We need to take a look at this much more fully, and we dug into it and got MRIs and basically 4 months later and lots of testing, we came to the fact that this is a mitochondrial condition that our baby boy TJ had.
All right. Tell us what a mitochondrial condition is. Now, you've got this little baby. You have been given this diagnosis, and it's always tough when you're dealing with, well, just about anybody, but especially with tiny babies. It's just like dealing with puppies. They can't talk. They can't tell you. Their bodies just aren't responding. What is it?
So a mitochondrial disease, it primarily affects children, and it's really the body is unable to create the energy needed to function properly. So, and it's kind of complex, and there's all kinds of different iterations of it. But my son ended up having something called Lee disease, and it's super rare, 1 in 70,000. And it presented basically as he was sort of floppy. He was unable to develop the motor tone, muscle tone, and motor skills. So he was just sort of, and it wasn't really skills, it was just absolutely not there from an energy perspective. And so he was sort of floppy, and he wasn't able to sit up on his own, hold his head up on his own, and that sort of thing. And so in the end, it affected his breathing and swallowing and things like that.
You are a woman of tremendous accomplishment. You are a best-selling author. You have been a speaker. You have been a columnist. You're an entrepreneur. Your children's book, The Gift of the Ladybug, has been just right up there at the top in the ratings of Amazon, etc. You have done a lot of shows. You have been just an amazing woman. You were involved in gymnastics at Michigan State University. You did marketing at Nike. You have had this incredibly diverse background. With your son, when he was in the process of closing out his life, this tiny little body wasn't going to make it, you really had, you might call it an epiphany, and that's how this book came about. Tell us what happened.
That's right. Okay, great. So, you know, this is actually the best thing I think that could have ever happened to me in the face of such a scary time. It was really, we got a second opinion at the Cleveland Clinic, and this is, I don't know, 6-7 months into TJ's life. And up until that point, we knew that there was a disease. We knew it was likely a mitochondrial disease. We knew that there was probably no cure and no treatment, but to us, we didn't know what exactly that meant. Did this mean he may be in a wheelchair, may live till 40 or 14, may be blind or something? And all of these things, looking back, may have been fabulous compared to what ended up happening. And so we went in for the second opinion, and we really just didn't know what to expect. And the doctor looked at us and said, your son TJ has Lee syndrome, and he's probably not going to see his second birthday. So at that point, we absolutely, you know, are kind of beyond devastation. I don't know how I'm going to go on. I don't know how I'm going to live through this. And most importantly, how is TJ going to fare? And I'm, the first and foremost thing on my mind is his quality of life and how can we get him through this in the best possible way with the least possible amount of suffering. And I think we did a great job with that. He did a great job with that. But anyway, we hear this, and I'm in the passenger side of my car on the way home from the Cleveland Clinic, and it's raining and dark, and it's cold, it's in December, and I'm almost catatonic in this just state of devastation after hearing this news. And this story just flashes, like instantly flashes in my mind. And just as we were in this circle, in the doctor's office, my whole family, I saw these big and strong horses in a circle just like my family. And just as TJ was in the middle of us in the doctor's office, in my head in the car, it was this little ladybug. And the horses are sobbing and sobbing because they just heard the news that TJ, you know, TJ is not going to have a long life. And the ladybug is so confused, and he looks at the horses and he says, you know, why are you crying? See, I'm a ladybug. I'm not a horse, and I only know how to be a ladybug. I could never be a horse. And it was just this story that brought so much comfort to me in that moment. And I thought, okay, all right, that's it. I need to look at TJ as his own perfect being, and that's a ladybug. And he comes with all of these hospital visits, and whatever we have that comes with TJ is what we get, and we have to cherish him exactly as he is.
That, to me, is so beautifully expressed in your book, and I think that that is an essence of wisdom. That was a phenomenal gift, because there are so many situations in life where we're not going to have any guarantee, and where we are going to have illness or situations where we aren't going to have people around. And the story to me was so profound. And I thought of a number of different people. I have a very dear friend who is, you know, her life is beginning to go into that closure state. And I know that one day I'm going to be getting the news that she's gone. And these are things that when you have experienced them, hopefully you've gained some wisdom. But I think that is a wonderful gift of your book, The Gift of the Ladybug, because it can be read by both children as well as adults. And it's something that I think is very, very comforting. And the art in this book is just absolutely exquisite. And your artist, tell us a little bit about your artist or your illustrator, Evie Shelvia, because she just captured the whole essence of this so magnificently.
Oh, thank you so much. I agree. She's such a magnificent artist, and it's fun, the story. I actually found her through a website called guru.com, which is just a freelance website, and there's freelancers from all kinds of photography, web programmers, to writing, editing. And I pitched this, I said, I'm going to be doing a children's picture book. I'd like watercolor, beautiful watercolors, and I sort of said what I was looking into. I got 82 people that responded and said, I'd love to be your illustrator. And I looked at all of their work, and I picked Evie, and she is just stunning. And what's so fun is she lives in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Oh,
and
my
she's
goodness.
Indonesian. Isn't that fun? She lives over in Asia. We Skyped, and I showed her. She got to meet my husband, Troy, through Skype. I showed her pictures of TJ, and we, both of our families, have just become family ourselves, and we have this wonderful, beautiful relationship, and it's all over the Internet from Asia.
That's incredible. What a phenomenal story. She just captured, again, I use that word specifically because having produced an award-winning children's book, I know how important the art is. You can tell the story, but when you have the visual is so exquisitely necessary to be in harmony with the story, and that's exactly what she did. And then putting the book together, I think the story about how these two horses ended up with a baby ladybug and going through just like what you expressed. Now, the irony is that they, and this is what you convey in this very gentle story, they didn't see their baby as something that different. They just loved the child. The child was very unique, and then they had to go through the process because all they were concerned with is loving the child, which happened to be a ladybug, and they had to go to a doctor to find out that it was a ladybug baby that they had.
Right.
And I love the turtle. The doctor's a turtle. The doctor has spectacles, and I really like that the shell is pink. I mean, this is good. This is very good.
Oh, that's so fun.
This is
so funny. Good. Oh, my husband said, you know, that was his biggest addition to the illustrations. He said, I can see this doctor. He needs to be a turtle with white, bushy eyebrows. Isn't that funny?
And that's what he's got. And he's got spectacles on the end of his turtle face. And the ladybug is sitting in the doctor's lap. And there's all of these very subtle messages. And one of the subtle messages is, sometimes you can't fix things. Sometimes things are just what they are. And the ladybug, the baby, is playing with a stethoscope around the doctor's neck. And the doctor is just conveying stuff to mom and pop horse here. And the ladybug is named Polka Dot, which is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. And the colors that she uses in this book, and they finally realize to accept. And that is something that I think is very difficult in today's world for so many people on so many levels. Sometimes we want things to not be what they are. And we'll say, it should be changed. This can be changed. That can be changed. But maybe it cannot be. You can't take a turnip and turn it into a pistachio nut. It's just not going to happen. So that is one of the gifts, and it's hysterical to me when they're talking about how ladybugs love to eat other bugs, and the horses are going, oh, yuck. You know, this is perfect for kids because the kids can just totally relate to it. Oh, who wants these bugs? A ladybug does. But also the honesty of the turtle doctor. And it's so, again, it's so beautifully illustrated, saying this is what it is. It's a ladybug. You're not going to be able to change the ladybug. And the ladybug lives a very short life relative to the life of a horse. And it made them very sad. But this, the ladybug wasn't sad, because this is who I am. I'm a ladybug.
Right.
And the horses were crying because they loved their baby. They loved their ladybug. And the ladybug is saying, heck, I love to fly. I like to eat bugs. You don't like to eat bugs, but I do. I mean, there's all of these wonderful, subtle messages that I think that when you're reading it to a child, or I'll tell you another group that it needs to be read to, and that is the elderly. One of the things that I found, and for those of you listening, this may sound really wacky, but I have to tell you, I had firsthand experience with this when I approach some nursing homes. And I know with children's stories, those that maybe are elderly and they're laying in bed, they love the children's story. They absolutely love them. And I would never in a million years have thought that, but I learned that about 10 years ago. So there are things that can be done. It's almost as if those that are in the closing out periods of their lives are very much like babies when they're coming in. And they both respond to the visual and to the sound. It's just an incredible experience. And I really, really like how the horses took time to really enjoy their ladybug baby. And that's what you did. This is really a story about you and your husband and the wonderful gift that the TJ gave you, and you've got a photo of him. He is just a doll. Oh, my goodness.
Ah, isn't he?
He's got this funky little look about him that is just saying, here I am. I am the gift. You've got a gift here. And he was just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Now, one of the things I wanted to chat with you about this is some of the stories. You do something very special. When you got the gift of the ladybug, and of course that's your website, giftoftheladybug.com, but you also have on your website inspirational stories, and you call them stories of children heroes. How did that come about?
Well, it's fun, and it's becoming something that I thought of when I first did the website just about 6 months ago when we released the book, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to celebrate ladybugs every month with a newsletter and do sort of a feature article on just this child hero or this ladybug who is an inspiration to us all, just like TJ is, and every month have someone just like TJ, some child hero, and just get to celebrate them and get to learn from all of their wisdom, which is what TJ taught me and what created the book. So I thought it'd kind of be a way to just share the wisdom of these children. So
do you have a special story
in the form of a newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
What is one of the stories that you've received that it was especially meaningful to you?
Okay, so this. Well, he's actually a man now, and he started as a child. His name is Corey Greenlee, and he's actually has the same condition that my son had, which typically affects infants, and typically it's very severe and is life-threatening in infant stage. And Corey, he wrote me a story and told me his background, and he's listening. Hi, Corey. We love you. And anyway, at 9 days old, Corey stopped breathing when he was feeding, and his mom rushed him to the hospital. And after extensive tests, sort of like us in our situation, they ended up diagnosing Corey with Lee disease when he was 9 months old, and just 9 months. And like TJ, they told Corey's family that he would probably never see his second birthday, which is crazy that they used this almost those same exact words.
Mm-hmm.
And the hero of this, Corey, is now 23 years old, which is almost unheard of with Lee disease.
Amazing.
And he's just a hero and an inspiration. And I have a quote from him. Can I read it?
Oh, please do.
Okay, fun. So he writes, having had a mitochondrial disease and living through it has taught me tomorrow is never promised, to live each day to the fullest. I was scared as a child, not knowing if today was going to be my last day with my family. But instead of living in that fear, I made the best of each day. When I first heard of the gift of the ladybug and the story behind it, I was in tears. Even though I was blessed to overcome my disease, so many people aren't able to. This book gives strength to families and individuals who are affected by mitochondrial diseases when you find that yourself in a hopeless place. And then he says, I hope my gift to the world is being able to share my story and give others strength and hope that there are miracles and never give up their fight. Isn't that extraordinary?
Wow. That is absolutely phenomenal. What a wonderful gift to get from someone who survived this. And
right.
I really like the message in that story that you don't give up. You don't know honestly. And I think any honest physician will say the same thing. And I think that's very stressful to anyone that is working with patients, whether they're tiny people or, you know, anybody and everybody in between, that you say, I don't understand. I don't understand why this child didn't make it, but this child did. And I think that his statement is a very poignant one, and what a phenomenal lesson of life that he learned, because all we ever do live is right here and now, the present. Now, 30% of your book profits go to the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation. Its abbreviation is UMDF. You have donated hundreds of books to children's hospitals, children that have life-threatening diseases. You're happy to gift them. When you started talking to audiences about the gift of the ladybug, especially in those environments where there might be parents that have children with similar diagnoses, mm-hmm. what was the effect when you shared your story with them and they learned about the gift of the ladybug?
You know, it was really interesting. I wasn't sure what to expect, and I was really very pleasantly surprised. So, for instance, when we launched the book, we launched the book on TJ's birthday, January 28, 2012, as a tribute to him. And on that launch, we donated 70% of our proceeds or profits to UMDF, and then we also allowed people to donate books. And so what was so neat is we got 250 books to donate through this launch. And my husband Troy and I took those books to A Kid Again. It's an organization called A Kid Again, and it's their event. It's similar to Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we had these books to give away to these children and who have life-threatening illnesses. And this was kind of going to be our test, you know, how is this book received? And we met this wonderful, we met so many wonderful people, but we met this wonderful mother and daughter who, the daughter was 9 and had brain cancer and had been through something like 57 surgeries in 9 years.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't even imagine. And she was just loved her. Like, I just immediately loved her. And we just connected. And they ended up taking the book into the other room and reading it together. And later that day, or that evening, I should say, the mom sent me this just extraordinary email, and it said, after reading the book, I was able to kind of get into the present and let go of my fears and just be there and play with her, because A Kid Again does these wonderful events where they allow these kids to just be a kid again. And so this mm-hmm. was an event at a organization that had fun play equipment. So they read the book. The mom felt much more calm and present. And then she said, we went over to the equipment, and I guess this little girl hadn't been able to climb stairs for 4 months yet. So just because of her condition, and she ended up going up the stairs of this slide 3 times with the help of her mom, And wow. On the fourth time, she gets to the top. Fourth time! Hasn't been able to for 4 months. To the top of the slide and says, "Mom, I'm a ladybug. It's my time to fly." And so wow. I got that book. She said that she took it to bed with her and read it 10 times or something in the next couple of days. And I just bawled when I got that email because I thought, you know, this book is doing exactly what it was intended to do, is just give hope and comfort and peace to people in a similar situation.
Well, I think that is, just as you said, the result of really what you wanted this book to accomplish. And what a wonderful thing to hear a child say, "I'm a ladybug. It's my time to fly." And research is coming out more and more on how important it is to have the mindset, to have a mind shift that can make all the difference in the world relative to wellness. And here is this child that for 4 months had not been able to do a thing, and she accomplishes, because of listening to the story, she gains heart. And something many times people don't realize is that when the parents are anxious and the people around the children are anxious, they feel that, and they will accept that. And by golly, this was a liberation for the child. She was okay. She could tell her mom, "It's okay. I'm fine. This is what I'm going to do." What a liberation for a mother and for the child. They've gone through 57 surgeries. That is almost incomprehensible to me. It's just amazing.
I know.
So I'm sure the stories that you hear, and they're going to be on your website. And one of the points that I wanted to get across is that you chose to say the secret of life expressed through a particular word, and that was acceptance. And that, we've discussed that a little bit. That's tough. That is really tough, because there will be those people that say, "Don't accept, keep fighting." But sometimes you get to a point, just like with the ladybug that has horses for parents, you can't turn a ladybug into a horse. And that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Your story about Corey and about this little girl and the involvement with these organizations, I just think it's absolutely fabulous. Your website is The Gift of the Ladybug, and for those of you listening, I do hope that you will take a moment and go over, visit her website, because this woman has these incredible stories to share. And they're not stories that take away from the gift of life. They're actually stories, including the gift of the ladybug, that empower you to realize that life really is a gift, and sometimes you're gifted in ways that you don't expect. And her beautiful son, I call him beautiful. Boys don't like being called beautiful. They like to be called handsome. Her handsome son, I call him beautiful. All we gals do that with babies.
I love beautiful. It. Beautiful works
yes.
for me.
Thank you very much. His photo in the book and on the website, you're just going to fall in love with TJ. TJ left a gift for his family, actually multiple gifts, that are continuing on and affecting the lives of others. So check out giftoftheladybug.com. Carol Amber, thank you so very much for being my guest today. This has been absolutely delightful. Your book is incredibly beautiful. And I give my regards to your wonderful illustrator, Eva Shelvia, because she has done just a phenomenal job. And I know that there are thousands of lives that will be affected by the beauty of this book, and it will make a difference perhaps in ways that you would never have imagined. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much. It's been such an honor.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Check out The Gift of the Ladybug, but more than that, stay with me. We've got more good things to share. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open if you'd like to call in and chat with me today. 888-627-6008. And if you're a first-time listener, all you have to do when you call in is give me your first name or your initial, and then I love to know where you're calling in from, and then I will give you my mental impressions, telling you a little bit about what maybe is going on in your life. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that is of significance to you that you'd like some feedback on. So again, 888-627-6008. Oh, and by the way, I've got a wonderful recipe I'm going to share with you in the remaining part of the show, so you might want to have a pad of paper and a pen handy for that. But before I go into doing that and sharing some other information with you, I wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Number one, the Renaissance Fair, the second weekend is coming up, and if you're in the state of Washington, this event is going to be quite significant, and I've got some information on another event that I have the good fortune of being involved with in a minor way. But let's talk about the Ren Fair first. That's being held out in Bonnie Lake, Washington, hours 10 to 7. And I'm going to be out there doing mini readings. I'll have a bunch of books and just all kinds of fun things. So stop by the booth and say hello. And that is, you can go to their website, the Washington Fair, Washington Fair, F-A-I-R-E, the medieval spelling, .com, and you'll get all of the details. And we're going to have cooler temperatures this weekend. Woohoo! We're not going to be cooking. Last weekend, we all thought we were going to be fricasseed by the end of the day because it was well over 100 degrees. We got hit with a hot spell in the state of Washington where we've had hardly any summer weather at all. But this weekend, it's going to be in the 70s, and it's just going to be absolutely awesome out there. So this is a fabulous family event. I invite you to come out. You will have the time of your life. Just remember, be sure you have comfortable walking shoes, and maybe even bring an umbrella with you or wear a cap if the sun decides to get a little bit warmer than we're expecting, so that you can enjoy it, because a lot of the performances The stage performances are done outside, and there's no overhead canopy. So just a suggestion here. The other events, and I use the plural for a reason, we have a phenomenal individual that's coming into the Seattle area. This is a gentleman, Yogi Raj Siddhas Yoga Parampara. This man is absolutely incredible. This is a very special event. If you're in the city of Seattle or in Western Washington, there are a number of events that's going on. One is a free public event on August the 25th from 6 to 8 p.m., and he's going to be talking about healing energy, and I've been getting feedback from different people that have experienced this gentleman, and it has been quite phenomenal. So that is going to be happening. And then on Sunday, August the 26th, there's going to be a Kundalini Kriya Yoga Empowerment Workshop where you're going to be able to work with him directly. And also, you're going to have a very special class August the 31st through Monday, September 3rd. There's a Kundalini Kriya Yoga of Babaji Retreat with Yogi Raj at Fort Worden, Port Townsend, Washington. So all of this is going on. Now, if you'd like some information on this, I would encourage you to go to www.siddhat.org. And let me spell that, SIDDHANATH.org. That's SIDD, like Donna, HANLAATH.org. And you can also email them for more information. The email is events@siddhanath.org. That's SIDDHANATH.org. And you can find out even more details that you need. You also can contact ascensionintolife.com. No, ascensionintolight. Let me correct that. Ascensionintolight.com. They are hosting some of these events here, and you can find information posted there as well. So if you're in Western Washington and this would be of interest to you, you will find, I think, that it's going to be quite an experience. So I invite you to join us. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. For those of you that are regular listeners to the show, you know how much I enjoy stories of people that have withstood all kinds of obstacles, just like our guest. Tomorrow on the show, we are going to be dipping into the future. Do you think that's possible? Well, I'll tell you what, Marie Jones, along with her associate, have put out a book called This Book is From the Future. That's right. And Marie has been involved in some research on so many different applications of information regarding future conditions, events, in so many different modalities. So we are really going to have a good time tomorrow, and I hope that you would join us and share this information with your friends. Also next week, we're going to be talking with Denise DeSimone, how she went from stage 4 cancer to center stage. Her story is an incredible one. And then Songs of My Song by Susan Dentino. And then Awakening the Brain by Charlotte Tomino. Dale Cox, who we were not able to get in touch with. He was supposed to be a guest this week. We're going to be talking about his book, Top Secret Flight, on the 16th. And also, we are going to have this wonderful Yogi Raj with us as a guest as well. So we're going to have two guests on Thursday. And then Military Response to UFO Activity by Dr. Stephen Cox. So all of this is coming up next week. And I think you'll find it thought-provoking. If nothing else, it will encourage you to ask questions. I think that is something that all of us really need to do more of. So many times we don't want to ask questions because we don't want to be rude. We don't want to make people feel like they're inadequate. But, hey, you have to ask questions. It's very, very important to do that because maybe someone honestly doesn't know the answer. And maybe you're that person that's going to discover an answer that nobody else maybe even considered. I think apathy is something that it's very easy to get into. Questioning is very, very important. Marilyn Turk of Niceville, Florida. This is a woman, boy, I read this little bit of information about her, and I thought, oh, can I relate? She said she started out with her to-do list. Are you like that? I am. I'm one of these people. I will go and make lists because I find if I have that, then I'm able to focus more intensely. And if you're one of those people that make lists, you also get very upset with yourself when you are not able to do everything on the list. Has that happened to you? Oh, that's happened to me so many times, I can't even count them. But what Marilyn found is that she would have this to-do list racing in her head. As soon as she woke up, the brain was, this is what I need to do, this is what I don't need to do. She was in that modality of thinking. And she said she was aware that she was so busy being busy that she really needed some quiet time. So she needed to do her meditation. And she called it also having a moment for prayer. This was for her very, very important. And she said, you know what? I started doing something different. Instead of getting into my to-do list, I had my quiet time, and she started giving thanks for the day before it even began. What a wonderful routine, I think. And she, when she started dating her future husband, she found that he had a similar ritual that he did every day. Isn't that interesting? So they were very compatible in this patterning. And something that they do, if he's on the road traveling or she's busy, they communicate via our wonderful technology email. And they will start off with a positive thought, something that inspires them, and they share it with each other. What a wonderful way to begin a day, to be grateful. And she said, you know what? Before I get into my to-do list and doing this, she said, I'm more at ease with doing my to-do list. And I think that's just a wonderful, wonderful habit to get into. Isn't it nice to be able to start out with a feeling of being grateful? Looking at the fact that you have this moment right here, right now, and you begin with that attitude. And then you get busy doing your work. The to-do list will always be around, if you're anything like me, and you're not always going to get them done. Not always. Life has its interruptions, and you may find your priorities can change within a split second. That happens to all of us. But I really liked her attitude about the changing of a habit pattern. Excuse me, a habit patterning into something that is very, very positive. So all of us, I think, can do that. And there's something about when you take the time of saying, I'm grateful, that just changes perspective. Because if you're going through rough times, and we all have them, when you go through those rough times, it's so easy to see what's not working instead of being grateful for what is working and just being in the moment. Mindfulness is a discipline. And boy, when you can develop it and you remember to use it, it can make all the difference in the world. So I'm just very grateful for that. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to give me a buzz to chat, 888-627-6008. Okay, I have this absolutely delicious recipe for a chili, a green chili stew that I want to share with you. Now, I know we're in the middle of summer, but if you're like me and you enjoy very flavorful dishes. This is something you could even put into a crock pot. But the flavors are yummy. And I enjoy good Mexican food and spicy food. You know, the Mexican people have so many wonderful chilies you can use. They just have this love of flavorful food. And I just think this particular recipe is just a winner. So I'm going to be sharing that with you. Let's take a break for a moment. When I come back, I will be giving you this delicious green chili recipe that I think is going to tickle your taste buds and make your tummy feel very happy. So we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them?
then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. If you want to chat, give me a buzz. 888-627-6008. Well, there is a chef. His name is Bobby Coyote. And he just loves delicious food, as most chefs do. And he said, one of the things we need to remember is not to skimp on ingredients. Using good quality ingredients really makes a difference. And I agree with that. And it's something, sometimes if we're on a tight budget, we may say, well, I'm going to not buy XYZ because it's going to cost too much. But if we really look at quality ingredients, we're always going to win out. Now, here's this green chili stew. So if you have your pad of paper and pen handy, these are the ingredients. And you can adjust these ingredients. For example, we're going to be using chicken in this recipe. If you prefer beef or pork, use it. Try it. And maybe you adjust your seasonings a little bit differently. But don't be afraid to experiment with recipes. It's wonderful. Now, this green chili stew, here are the ingredients. You're going to need 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, 3/4 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 4 teaspoons of ground cumin, and that's going to end up being divided up. You're going to need 1.5 teaspoons of ground black pepper. That's also going to be divided up. 6 tablespoons of oil. And just know that's going to be divided up. 1 cup of finely diced yellow onion. You're going to need 2 cloves of chopped fresh garlic. 1 15-ounce can of diced tomatoes, and you want to drain them. Save the juice because you can use it in something else. 1 can of diced roasted green chilies. You're going to need about a half. It's 8-ounce can. Then if you want to roast your own chilies, be my guest. But if you're like me and you're lazy, use the canned. It's wonderful. 2 tablespoons of crushed, dried Mexican oregano. And there is a difference with the Mexican oregano. It has an entirely different taste. You need 2 cups of chicken broth, 2 cups of chicken broth, 1 cup of diced red potato, and 1 cup of sour cream. And with this recipe, I'd recommend the real stuff. And if you're saying, well, I'm having only fat-free, okay, you can use the fat-free, but there will be a slight difference. And, of course, then you're going to want to have lots of shredded spicy cheese, Mexican spicy cheese, and then flour tortillas, which you can heat up and keep warm with a moist towel that's over them. Now, this is how simple this is. You're going to cut your chicken breast into 1.5-inch pieces. You set that aside. Your flour, your salt, 1 teaspoon of the cumin, and 1/2 teaspoon of the pepper. You want to put that in a plastic bag, big plastic bag. And then put your chicken in there. And if you use a gallon bag, then you can put about a pound in there, shake it around, and it's going to be all covered. And then shake off the excess flour, and you want to put all of the dusted chicken that you have there in a medium-sized mixing bowl. And then, of course, you repeat it with the remaining chicken. You're going to heat about 2 tablespoons of oil in a 5-quart pan with a lid. You're going to brown half of the chicken over medium-high heat, and you want to remove the chicken from the pan into a bowl. You repeat with the remaining chicken, and this is to be just set aside, all of this browned chicken. Then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of oil to the pan, stir in your onion and garlic, saute until the onion is tender, add your drained tomatoes, your chilies, oregano, and the remaining cumin and pepper. Stir that, whisk it in real quickly, getting up the bits of the brown chicken from the bottom of the pan. Add your chicken that has been browned, the chicken broth, your potato to the pot. You know, stir it well, cover it, and simmer until the potato is soft and cooked through. That will take maybe 20 minutes, more or less. And then you serve it with the sour cream, your shredded cheese, and your hot tortillas. Now, this is enough for about 6 people if this is your main course. They have already hearty appetites. It might be for 4. But this is a general idea. Now, you could double this recipe. This would be a great recipe for a potluck. But again, if you wanted to brown your chicken and then put everything in a crock pot, you could do that too, because your crock pot would enable you to let it just gently simmer, put it on low, and you could go off to work if you wanted to do that. If you want to use beef in this recipe, again, you do the same thing. If it were beef or pork, you want to brown it first. And then with the beef, you could use the beef broth. And with the pork, you could, depending on your taste, you could use the chicken broth or you could use the beef broth, whatever would be your preference. But this is a delicious meal, and it's going to be very much enjoyed, and accompanied with a fabulous salad. You've got it made, and of course, I think flan makes a wonderful complement, because this is spicy, and Mexican flan is a delicious dessert, light and creamy. So if you have any of this spicy stuff in your mouth that you go, oh, my mouth is still burning, if you have a lot of spice in it, then by golly, the milk, the custard, soothes the palate. And that's something to remember. If ever you're someplace where you have extremely spicy food, and that was years before I learned this, but I like foods that are very spicy. But if you have something that's a hot, spicy, and it just is not leaving your palate, take a dollop of sour cream, take a sip of cream or milk. The dairy neutralizes that peppery acid that causes the burning sensation in the mouth. Not soda pop and not anything else. And also ice cream does the same thing, because it's obviously a dairy product. So just keep that in mind. And if you know of someone that has a palate that's highly sensitive to heat, serve them some milk. Just take a little bit of this or a tad of ice cream or a custard, anything that has milk in it, and it's going to take care of that. So it is not going to be miserable. Donna Sebo here, and I know we are just about out of time, so I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I wanted to share a quote with you by George Lucas before I close out today. He says, you have to find something that you love enough to be able to take risks, jump over the hurdles, and break through the brick walls that are always going to be placed in front of you. If you don't have that kind of feeling for what it is that you're doing, you'll stop at the first giant hurdle. George Lucas should know, and he's conquered a lot of hurdles and keeps on conquering. This is Donna Sebo. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to having you with me again tomorrow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Enjoy your life. It is a gift. And just as the gift of Ladybug can enrich the lives of children and adults that are dealing with some very challenging situations, well, you can do something too. You're very significant. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing in life, you are making a difference by being who you are. Enjoy your journey. It's a good one. This is Donna Sebo. I'll chat with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.